FM Breakfast with KC. All the latest things.
Love hearing that when people are heading off on holidays.
So do I, yeah.
They're driving up to the airport and the excitement in the back of the car and you're at work. Love that. Have a great time, lads and ladies. Safe journey. It's 9 minutes after 7 o'clock. Micheál Martin launched a public consultation for the emerging preferred route for the 18-kilometre, 1 billion Cork-Lewis.
Oh, yes. Bring it on, yeah. Lads.
It's going to be called the Cluis, the Cork-Lewis. Honestly, that's what they're going to call it.
Is it really?
The Cluis.
No, it's not.
Now, this thing, like, again, I was on News Talk yesterday talking about this. See, they've got into this habit of ringing me. They should be ringing Prendeville. He's the mouthpiece for Cork.
What's going on, is it? So, like, are you doing a side hustle?
They can't afford Prendeville, you see. So they rang me to ask me about the Lewis, and I was like, I don't know anything about it. Give me an hour, I'll do a bit of research.
Yeah, absolutely.
So anyway,
tell us.
Here's what I found out. So first of all, it's going to be an 18-kilometre track.
Right.
Now, the places it will go to, this is only a proposal. It's open to public scrutiny and suggestions.
Okay. This is public consultation.
If this goes ahead. But it's going to be 18-kilometre light rails. It'll have a billion price tag. 25 stops. Ballincollig to Mahon Point. Oh, it'll stop off on the Western Road, UCC, CUH Hospital, MTU College. It'll go to Páirc Uí Chaoimh, Kent Station. The thing about it is there's 70,000 people up the north side.
Yeah, like why isn't it going up there?
Again, is it a construction thing? Is it like, can
uphill?
These things go up hills?
Oh, maybe. Oh, they can go uphill. I've seen them
I've
going
seen them
uphill.
In Chicago. They have these kind of massive trams that go up hills and whatnot.
Isn't there one in San Francisco?
The American cities with huge hills always have these trams. But did you know, Victoria Nichols, the Cork Electric Tramways and Lighting Company operated in Cork in 1898, we had an electric tram service 127 years ago in Cork.
Oh my God, wow.
It used to go, there was eight of them. They used to go around the city, out to Douglas. It used to go to what other parts of Cork?
Wow.
Through Ballintemple. And then there was a railway service. There was a light rail service that went from the city all the way down to Crosshaven.
What happened?
They dug it up. Cars took over. If we had kept them and maintained them, we'd still have a light rail system.
Oh, wow. That's actually crazy, isn't it? I didn't realise that.
So it's 127 years later they're proposing to build...
Bring it back.
To bring it back. Now, again, it's been met with the usual kind of Cork cynicism and justifiably because, you know, the whole event centre has taken 10 years and nothing's happening.
Oh, lads, don't talk to me about that thing.
If this thing is to go ahead, it won't be built for years and it'll take 5 years to build. It could be 2033 before you see it.
Okay.
But I'm telling you.
But it'll be epic if it comes back.
It's badly needed. It will
it
be
is.
Incredible if this happens. The thing about it is, I was in Dublin when they were building the Dublin Lewis. And
it's a big old job, Casey, isn't it?
Oh my God,
yeah.
The traffic and the diversions.
That's
it
the
drove
problem.
The place bananas for 5 years. So be prepared
and
for that.
And it will drive people bananas here. Yeah.
Now, speaking of bananas, price of Easter eggs has gone bananas.
Oh, I like to talk about that.
It's production costs are soaring due to the price of the cocoa beans and... This is why your Easter eggs are really expensive this year.
Not happy.
2-3 quid more expensive than they were last year.
Why are they flat?
They are very flat, aren't they?
What's the story with that, lads?
Remember when you were a kid and you got Easter eggs and you needed a hammer to break into them?
Oh, yes, now
then,
you're talking.
And then inside of them, there was loads of stuff.
Yeah, now it's like they're square, they're thin, and there's two things inside it.
It's
lads, I'm telling you now.
Rory McIlroy will be a billionaire. He's going to double his net worth off the back of his win from the Masters. This is over the next 10 years. If he keeps up the form that he's in.
Yeah.
But you know that Rory gets to play the Masters now. Every single year he's invited to play because he's won it.
Is that how it works?
Until he's in his, I think it's mid-60s.
That's really cool.
He can be part of that.
That's really cool.
We really want Shane Lowry to win this now. This is the next thing we'll be celebrating. What else have I got for you this morning? Oh, yes, it's Titanic Day.
It is.
Down in Cove, it's the Titanic anniversary because today was the day the Titanic headed off.
Absolutely.
Really docked in Cove, though, did it?
Well, no, you reckon it. Was it Roach's Point?
It was Roach's Point, yeah.
They actually held a huge commemoration down in Cove on Sunday. I would imagine there'll be some things going on today because it was April the 15th. That was the actual
1912.
Date that it sank, 1912.
The most famous photo of the Titanic, or the last photo taken, was taken, I think, by a priest.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
There was a priest on the Titanic who got called off it.
That's right.
He was basically, no, you're doing mass on Sunday. You're not going to New York. None of your messing. And the bishop got a message to him to get off the Titanic. He went on a rowboat and he took a photo, the final photo ever taken at Roche's Point of Titanic.
Before it sank.
Before it headed off. Wow. But did you hear this story in news this morning? This guy's granddad was supposed to be on Titanic. Have a listen.
Melvin Goldberg's grandfather, Louis Matofsky, had a ticket for the Titanic. His luggage went down with the ship, but he didn't. Melvin's been explaining why.
He actually boarded the ship. And less than 15 minutes before the ship sailed, he collapsed with an appendicitis and they refused to let him travel. He had to be removed from the ship and taken to a hospital in Southampton. His English was not very good, but he was protesting that he had to go to America, but it didn't happen.
He didn't make it onto the ship.
Wow.
Imagine being him the day you get the news of what had happened. We were
good. Gag, 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 time for gag, gag.
Let's go. It's the four in a row hero, everybody. It's Rory O'Hagan. Good morning, sir.
Pleasure, man.
Are we going for five in a row? Not since the Dubs have we had five in a row.
Pleasure, man.
Have you seen that lad on Instagram, by the way, who's refusing to cut his hair until Manchester United win five games in a row?
He's going to have very long hair.
He is rocking the most incredible afro I've ever seen. Go on, Harsheen.
I spent £300 on a limo and just found out the fee doesn't include a driver. I spent all that money, have nothing to show for it.
Yay!
I did that gag 2 weeks ago.
I think it's funny.
I know, and sorry. Oh, I think you should be eliminated from dad gags if you rob someone else's gags from previous weeks. And thank you, everybody. That's me, Championi, for Tuesday morning.
Yeah, no.
Thank you. And
yeah, no.
All right, I'll let you in.
Bits
of
lemons. Carry on there, Casey. Go on.
What did the doctor say to the man covered in cling film?
I don't
know. I can clearly see your nuts.
That's brilliant.
What? What do you call glass bakeware in Jamaica?
I don't know.
Pyrex of the Caribbean.
Oh, very good. I like that one. An old Japanese gardener said to me the last day, he says, "What do you know about bonsai trees?" I said, "Oh, very little." They're very little trees.
My girlfriend accused me of cheating, so I broke up with her. She was starting to sound just like my wife.
Why has Mr. Tato got a mobile phone, lads?
Don't
In case Johnny Onion rings.
My wife and I have decided we don't want children. It was a tough decision, but we're telling them tonight. That's broken Vic.
That's very good.
Really,
isn't it true that the Vikings believed in reincarnation? Does that mean that they were Bjorn again?
Yeah. If my computer is idle for 10 minutes, an image of Jesus pops up on my monitor.
Okay.
It's my screensaver.
I love it when Rory does a little bunny hop. He's so excited.
Down there, I know, yeah.
I heard a rumour that Cadbury is bringing out an oriental chocolate bar. Now, that could be a Chinese whisper. One more.
I was at a fun fair recently. A man passed out on top of the Ferris wheel, but he slowly came around.
What a joke.
I've one more. Can I do one more?
Go on, Fred.
Okay. My desire to spontaneously sing "The Lion Sleeps Tonight" is always just a whim away.
Let's get some money. The 1,000 euro pop quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Pile of Duff, North Point Business Park, and Maham Point Retail Park.
Show me the money. This is what we do every morning, round about 8:15. It is called the 1,000 euro pop quiz. We ask you pop culture questions, and you just got to get them right. Let's see. Did you bring him back?
I brought him back.
Morning, how are you?
Very good.
All right, how are you?
There's Ronan Crowley, the man with the deepest voice in court.
Crash test dummy.
Crash test Crowley.
Crash test Crowley.
How are you, sir?
No, he's the last.
You're welcome back. It's good to hear from you again. How's everything?
Very good. Thanks for asking. Yeah, all good this morning.
Last time you were on, was it a 9 or an 8?
9.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Yeah.
Okay. We always bring the Niners back for another run.
We do.
Listen, the very best of luck. A handy, cheeky 1,000 euro for you, Ronan, if you get over the line. Are you ready to play?
We'll give it a rattle.
Let's go. Would you just give my earphones a rattle?
Let's play in 3, 2, 1.
Can you name the female singer who went into space yesterday?
Katy Perry.
Off what roundabout in Cork is Smith's Toys?
Kincaid Road.
Question number three. Who directed Pulp Fiction?
Quentin Tarantino.
Question number four. Name three things you'd find on an Irish fry.
An egg, sausage and rasher.
Question number five. Can you name any actor in the original Ghostbusters? The original Ghostbusters.
Bill Murray.
Question number six. What UK rapper currently has a range of meals with McDonald's?
UK rapper.
Yeah, UK rapper.
Oh, yeah, Stormzy.
Question number seven. What singer is Adele's husband called? The singer Adele, her husband is called who? What's his first name?
He's loaded, isn't he? Yeah, he's loaded, yeah.
He's minted. He's very...
wealthy.
Simon.
Very rich. Simon. Very rich.
I don't know his surname, Simon.
No, I'm telling you his name. His name is actually Rich.
His name is Rich, Rich. Rich Paul.
Rich Paul. You got Stormzy, you got Bill Murray, you got The Fry, you got Tarantino, Kinsale, and Katy Perry, and that's as far as we got, me old flower. I'm very, very sorry.
Back to the music for you, Rowan.
All right, listen, would you want another go, or are you? Is this the last we'll hear from you? I hope not.
No, I come here. God love the tryer.
Oh, I thought you were breaking up with us there for
this
a second, Ronan.
No.
I've come rolling back again.
Good man yourself.
All right, listen, you mind yourself. In the meantime, a €50 voucher for Easy Living Interiors making its way to you. And have yourself a good day, Ronan. Thanks for listening.
Bye,
baby.
Bye.
Voice. Bye, I mean, what's he doing? What's he doing on the phone? Bring him in here.
Yeah, he needs to
bring
be
him in.
James
he needs
Bond
to be in
film.
Here doing a love song does, kind yeah. of show late yeah. at night.
Cuddle on the couch with Ronan. Red FM breakfast with Now. Stream all the top TV, movies, and sports. No contract. Now you know.
Ladies of the team, Victoria, yeah. Kelly, you get offered a trip into space by your billionaire boyfriend who wants to launch you, not because he wants to get rid of you or have a bit of peace on planet Earth. He simply wants to treat you and the girls to the first hen party in space. What are you saying?
Yeah.
You're there.
Oh.
100%.
Yeah, I'd go.
Would you?
How long is the training now these days?
I don't know. Because this trip to space that Katy Perry and the gang went on, how much did you say it cost, Vic?
It was 1.4 million
per seat.
Wow.
Okay.
It's expensive, hen.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
I won't be complaining about it.
It's not exactly a weekend in Dingle, is it?
Exactly, Kel.
But it's Katy Perry went up with her gang yesterday and she arrived back down and then this is what she had to say.
I'm going to tell you something right now. You are officially an astronaut.
Thank you so much.
How do you feel?
I feel super connected to love. I think this experience has shown me you never know how much love is inside of you, like how much love you have to give and how loved you are until the day you launch.
We had these incredible shots of Daisy watching you as the rockets, it'll make me cry, as the rockets going up, and she was so proud. She just kept saying, Mommy, Mommy. And Gail shared with us the song that you sang when you got up there. What a wonderful world. Why was that important to sing that particular song?
Obviously, like, my higher self is always steering the ship because I had no clue that one day I would decide to sing a little bit of that in space.
Lads.
I just was watching Rory's reaction the whole way through that clip, and I tell you what, it was worth it.
Super connected to love.
It's like, if I get on a Ryanair flight, I'm a pilot.
The only thing I'll say to both of you about that, right?
What?
The only thing I'll say to both of you is, when you actually saw the way they were when they came, I'd say it's quite a
spiritual experience. Oh, it's quite buzzy, yeah, I'd imagine. But
it
it's
was
just
like
it was,
they were all high on something, and they were high on the experience.
They were super connected to love.
Super connected to love, yeah.
Oh, sorry. They were super connected to love.
Do you know what? We needed to send. Do you know who you know the difference between that now and a Cork girl? Let's send a Cork lady up to space.
All right, go on.
How would the interview sound if Sheila from Grána Brothar went up to space?
Oh my God! Hello, cameras everywhere. Hi, man. Oh, that was the most amazing thing I've ever done. Oh my God, I was pure floating around the place. Did you ever see the scene in Willy Wonka? You know, when the granddad gets all the bubbles. That's what it's like. You're floating around in space, your lip balm and everything. Your phone is pure floating. And I could see me mam putting out a line of washing and drawing a bra. I was like, man, I'm all right, I'm up in space. Well, he was always a bit of a space cadet anyway. But, oh, my God, the most difficult part of it. Don't talk to me. Have you ever taken a wee in space? So they give us loads of training, like... No, and your man says, the American fella, he says, come here, put your fanny out the window when you want to go for a wee. Now, I don't want to be rude, but that's what you call a bum, right? Do you know who was the biggest melt out of all of them? Katy Perry. She brought a daisy into space. I was like, bring a few bottles of gas. We're up there in zero G and she's kissing a bloody daisy. Like, what are you doing, girl? Anyway, we're back down on Earth. I'm going back to Cork, and I swear to God, I shifted the ground like I was back in the catwalk. I shifted the ground, and I loved it.
I mean, that's the kind of interview you want to hear. Yeah. When somebody comes back from space, pure honesty and passion.
I was connected to Cork.
Red FM Breakfast. With KC. Love waking up in Cork.
Alex Warren, Ella Henderson, and Carry You Home on Cork's Good Times. This is Red FM. It's 8:53. They're all at it, Vic.
What? Who?
Singing songs about Cork. I mean, you know, it being the centre of the universe and everything. Artists from around the globe are so inspired by the beauty and the awe of the people of Cork and our culture and the landscape and the landmarks that we go to. So we had the lads from Limerick singing about Killa.
Oh, that's right.
Kingfisher.
Yeah.
And now it looks like Pulp. Remember Pulp?
Oh,
they had
Pulp.
That song about the place up in Connacht, Roscommon People.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, they've written a song called Spike Island.
Have they?
Random.
Wow.
Jarvis Cocker and Pulp are back with new single called Spike Island. If there's any direct connection to Spike Island, I don't know, but that's interesting.
Be.
But
they haven't
had a song out for so long.
I know.
So Spike Island, you've been recognised. I don't know if you know, but back in the 90s, German techno act Two Unlimited wrote a song about y'all. Did you know?
Y'all ready for this?
Hey.
There you go.
What's next?
Honest to God, y'all ready for this?
Love waking up in Cork.
FM. There's Kelly Murphy, everybody.
Morning.
Hey, Murph.
Did you play
sports when you were in secondary school? Were you involved in any team sports or anything?
No, I wasn't great at the old team sports. Now it was more like on the dancing kind of side.
You were on the dance floor.
I'm not going to say like no dance class and stuff.
Like you'd go to a fesh and stuff like that, would you?
More like ballet and like musical theatre and stuff.
Lovely. Did you play any team sports?
I did.
Yeah. What'd you play?
Netball, hockey.
Yeah.
And tennis.
Netball just like basketball without the exciting bits?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. And do you use a spongy ball or is it a hard ball?
Either or. Really.
Okay.
Yeah.
So my girls are, they're camogie people.
Yes.
Camogie ladies. And my daughter Fia had a big match on Sunday morning and they were playing a particular part of Cork that shall remain anonymous. But let's just say they were absolutely incredible. The other team were just brilliant.
Were they, yeah.
Now, this is the thing. If you're a parent and your kids are going to team sports and your children's team gets hockeyed, all right?
Yeah.
It's not going very well. The other team are brilliant. All of these conversations start happening. I think this should happen. You know the way in sport they have kind of random drug testing, you know, for professionals?
Oh, God.
Where is this going? Yes.
We need random birth cert testing for sports in Cork.
Okay.
There's always... He's not 15.
No, wait. These are under 12s,
yeah.
All right? Three of them drove themselves to the game.
I know what you're saying.
Huge!
I know, but how tall were you at the age of 12, Casey? And were you constantly accused of being an 18-year-old man?
These kids could be playing senior.
Kids are taller now.
I know they are.
They're bigger, they're taller, they eat more, all the rest of it.
And imagine being a really tall kid and you're already self-conscious about it and then everyone's accusing you of being a 22-year-old.
I've been 32, yeah, I know, exactly.
Vix VIPs on Cork's Good Times. Red FM.
Seriously, singing voice to wake the dead. Victoria Nichols, what's going on?
Okay, I want to talk about Billie Eilish this morning. She's appeared on Vogue, British Vogue, and she's been interviewed by loads of celebrities, celebrity friends, people she knows. And it's quite a candid interview, but she's been answering a load of questions. And one particular question which was asked by Nicki Minaj, and Nicki Minaj basically said to her, She said, this may be an odd question, but you seem to be uncomfortable with how beautiful you are at times. I could be wrong. Many women from all walks of life have felt that their work was overshadowed by their beauty or their physical attributes. And she got really upset.
Oh, no.
Billie Eilish got really emotional. And she obviously hit on a nerve, and she obviously hit on something that is you know, obviously true, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's absolutely stunning, Billie
Eilish. Gorgeous looking lady.
But I guess she is up in, she's in the celebrity world, and the standards are, you know, they're high, like, aren't
they? It's tough going, isn't it? You just gotta, you gotta keep the appearances up. But look, there is a question that I need to ask you, though.
Yeah.
Well, it's not me, it's Matt.
Okay, tell us about Nicki Minaj.
That's Matt Cooper.
Stop playing that clip.
Why not?
Because it's not funny.
It's hilarious.
Okay, tell us about Nicki Minaj.
It's Minaj, Matt. We've been doing this for years, man.
Minaj.
It's Minaj.
I don't know. Anyway, lads. But I kind of feel quite sad about that. And then she was asked loads of other personal questions. And anyway, if you want to watch a really candid interview, go and have a watch of that. It's Billie Eilish on British Vogue being interviewed by a load of celebrity friends.
Birds of a Feather, her song, is the biggest song of the decade.
It doesn't surprise me.
Of the decade.
I think it's a great song. What do you think of it?
It's fantastic. It's like most played radio and stream song of the decade.
Yeah. What I love about her, because she produces most of her songs with her brother Phineas, doesn't she?
Yeah.
But they're quite simple melodies and quite, they're not overly produced songs, but yeah, anyway, it's a great song.
Do you ever see the clip of when Phineas made a beat for Bad Guy out of the pips you hear when you cross a pedestrian crossing?
You see?
So he just captures sounds and just works it into music.
Oh,
it's amazing.
I love that.
Come here, this Minecraft thing. Has anybody seen it?
It's going nuts, isn't it?
The director of the new Minecraft movie has said it's weird that police and guards have been called to rowdy scenes of the film. People are going nuts in this thing.
They are.
Some fella brought a chicken into the Minecraft movie the last day. He brought an actual chicken. Fully live chicken.
It's that chicken jockey thing.
It is, yeah. But there's a load of different things that happen in the film that trigger these shouts
That's
and responses.
Right.
I don't know anything about Minecraft.
Yeah.
We're all Roblox and Fortnite in our
Minecraft
house.
Minecraft in my house. But you see, I think most of the issues have been over in the UK, and that's because it's the UK and, you know, don't walk on the grass and all that stuff. So they ring the police.
They'd ring it over a pigeon, wouldn't they?
Oh, lads.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like when you go to a Minecraft movie in some cinemas. Now, this has been going on for years because, you know, we had the Minions movies with the lads dressing up, everyone getting dressed up in their little suits. Back in the day when Star Wars was released, lads would turn up dressed up as Star Wars characters, and there would be eruptions in the cinema. It was almost like this cult gathering.
This
has been going on for years.
Yeah, I don't think it's anything new, really, Jim.
So, if you're into the Minecraft thing, it's all part of the crack of it, I think. Anything else you want to tell us about?
Yeah, I was just going to talk to you. This is amazing, I think. This girl is called Lexi Jones, and she's just released her debut album really quietly and in a really classy way. I'm going to get you to listen to a track, and then I'm going to talk to you about who her dad is. So just have a little listen. This is track 2 on the album. The album is called Xandri. And this is track 2. This is just a section of a track called Cracks of Me. And this is by Lexi Jones. Have a listen. Broke open the last bit of my brain to remember my name. Don't wallow in the thought of thinking straight when seeing.
Lovely Lana Del Rey vibes off
it. Absolutely, Lana Del Rey.
Yeah.
That's David Bowie's daughter.
You're joking.
That's
wow.
David Bowie's daughter, Lexi Jones. She's just released her debut album. I've listened to the whole album, and it's really raw and really honest and not overly produced. And I have to say, I think it's magnificent for a debut album.
Oh,
go see what you think.
David Bowie's your dad.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Doesn't get better than that, does it? Wow. Red FM Breakfast with Now. Watch Chris O'Dowd's Small Town Big Story on Sky or without a contract with Now.